Hey, how are ya? Cindy B here with episode 33 of Cindy's Wild Weight Loss Journey. I am out here walking. It is May 17th, 2020, late afternoon. Beautiful here in Connecticut. We finally have broken through the cold and into the nice warm weather. And I am so exhilarated with this. And I'm loving every moment of it. So because I'm walking, forgive the extra noise if I can't cut it out, because there's a lot of cars out today. People are just tired of being home, tired of being stuck in the house all the time, not really being able to do anything. I'm pretty sure you can relate to that. It's been tough. But I'm really grateful that for me, being able to spend more time outside, even at home, has been such a game changer for me. Now, if you were with me last week and you heard my podcast, you know, I labeled it discouraged because I was discouraged about what was going on and feeling kind of down about it. However, because of that, I made a decision. I decided that I am not going to be one of those people that just stand by and watch things happen. And what I mean by that is that there are people that wait for things to happen, people that watch things happen, people that make things happen, and people that just wonder what happened. And for me, I was wondering what happened because I was doing great on this path, on this journey, and I had lost so much weight. And truly, I'm still fit. The inside is awesome. However, it's really allowed this whole long winter here in Connecticut, and then having to be stuck at home all the time, more than before, I really let it hit me hard. And that wasn't a good thing. Maybe you can relate to that. And so I started on this past Friday, 3 days ago, this is day three, that I'm doing fasting in the morning. I'm fasting until around 12, 1 o'clock. And so in the morning, now I'm a breakfast kind of person. Not like eggs and toast and bacon kind of, but like I'd have a protein bar every morning around 8, or actually whenever I finish my morning workout. I think I programmed my body that way in my mind. It just was. So after last week and seeing that I've put on some weight over the winter, I decided to do the fast. Not the fast, but a fast. Fasting in the morning and then just kind of being really careful of what I'm eating during the day and not eating at night, which has been a weakness for me, eating at night when I'm alone and I'm tired. So the old patterns would show up again, and it was subtle. I didn't realize it. I didn't realize it until I realized it and saw what I was doing. So I say all that to say that I weighed myself this morning, and I'm grateful because the numbers show down a pound from last week when I weighed myself. And I know it's because my body is purging everything that was stuck in there. I'm not eating the carbs I was eating because I'm a carb person. I have been. And that was always my go-to was carbs. I love carbs. I used to love carbs. I'm going to proclaim that I used to, that I don't anymore. It's just, it was so easy and my house is full of it. Carbs. And so I'm not eating carbs at night. I'm limiting myself to, you know, one carb during the day, whether it be at lunch or at dinner. And I'm trying to be very careful because the warm weather is here and I don't want to be fat again. I don't want to go backwards on my journey and on my path to health and fitness. And I certainly don't want to be a bad example to you. So here I am, working hard to get back on track and to move forward in the direction of my best self yet. And I'm really grateful for you. And I just want to share, I know I shared last week that the Lord had brought someone new into my life, and she gave me permission to speak about her. And, you know, my Lord is amazing. He's gracious and merciful, and he knows what we need when we need it, even if it seems like it's late coming. However, he's always on time. He's an on-time God. Everything good and perfect comes from above, and I'm really grateful for that. So, Selena is a new person in my life, beautiful woman of God, and already the Lord is using her and speaking to her, and I'm so grateful. And even if you don't believe in Jesus, even if that's not where your faith lies, it is mine. And like I always say, I don't push it on you, try to convert you, nothing like that, okay? It's just part of my journey and part of my walk. And this is my life. So with Selena being in my life, it's profound to me. And I will tell you that the relationship, and I've not spoken to her on the phone, we email, and it's like I've known her my whole life. It is the most interesting connection that I've ever had. Other than Joey, my coach, Joey Atlas, amazing coach and trainer, here is this woman. And I'm very grateful. Selena, I'm very grateful for you. The Lord spoke to you today, and I'm really excited. So that's that. Onward we go. Now I want to ask her, how has your week been? How's it really been? Have you had any discouragements? Any steps backwards? Are you just moving forward? A very important lesson that we need to really get a hold of. See, life happens to everyone. There's not a person that's alive that life doesn't happen to. Situations occur. Obstacles in our way. But in all of that, it's not what happens to us, but how we react to what's happened to us. That's the key. And in my past, I was a reactor. I reacted. I overreacted. I pre-reacted. And over this past year, I'm really learning how to not react, but to really look at the situation, think about it, and take it in. And sometimes it takes me a few days to really just get an answer or figure it out, whatever the situation is. So I'm going to ask you, are you reacting to anything today? Anything that really you didn't need to react to the way that you did? And if so, well, guess what? Today is a new day. It's a day we've never had before, and we will never have it again. This is not Groundhog Day. This is not a day we relive a hope for and over and over, and then we can change it and do better every time and get it right. No. Every day brings us challenges. Every day brings us things that we didn't see coming, or maybe we did. But every day is new, and we are new every morning. Breath is new. Life is new. And it's a new beginning every day. And so I encourage you that even if today, whenever it is you're listening to this, has been a bad day, a day you didn't expect, things came at you that you couldn't fight off, listen, if you're blessed to have another tomorrow, when you wake up and your eyes open, just be thankful for that day, for the new beginning, the new life that you have. See, we can't change the past. We can only change ourselves. And when we change ourselves, it changes our future. Does that make sense? Don't ever let fear keep you from your dreams. Don't ever let fear keep you from your destiny, from your goals, from moving forward. Don't let fear stop your life. I'm finding that through this time of the COVID-19 pandemic around the world, I can feel the fear in the atmosphere, and it's not good. too many are living in fear.
Why?
Personally, because of our media here. For a while, they made it as if everybody who contracted COVID-19 died. And that's false. However, people believe the media. They believe that if it's on there, it's got to be true. So the fear of death and dying has gripped so many people that it got out of control. And I pray for all of those people, and I pray for you, that fear doesn't grip your life. We can't live in fear. We need to live in faith and respect our life. We need to respect our bodies. Our body is a temple. It's the temple. And how we treat it is how it's going to treat us. And you probably know what I'm talking about. And if you don't, let me explain to you. My whole life, I treated my body badly. I abused it with food. I'm not going to say alcohol. I wasn't a drinker. It was food. I abused my body. When I was young, I never thought I was never going to get fat or be unhealthy. I never thought about my health and fitness when I was younger. And because of that, I ate whatever I wanted to, which was usually Doritos, soda, cookies, which is probably why I became addicted to it. But abusing our bodies later in life, some of us later, some of us sooner, but for me, it just continued to get worse and worse and worse. And my body stopped taking care of me. My body stopped functioning for me. My body didn't want to do what I needed it to do. And so we need to take care of our temple. Garbage in, garbage out. That means our mind, what we're feeding our minds, but also means what we're feeding our bodies. So fitness and our health, when we exercise, it's not about how we're looking on the outside. Let me tell you, when I first started working with Joey, I didn't have outward results right away. I didn't. I thought I did, but I didn't. So it's all on the inside. And what we do on the inside affects us on the outside. So if we're walking through life, just want to look good on the outside, your insides are going to fail. We need to take care of the inside so our outside, it will show. Our outside appearance is going to reflect what's going on the inside. So that's what happened with me. And I started, it started reflecting on the outside. So there you go. Today we're talking about just taking care of ourselves, our inside, our mind, our body, and knowing that whatever we look like on the outside is reflecting on the inside. Now there are people that are thin. To me, thin meant you were perfect, healthy. You got all that going on. I didn't realize that thin people are unhealthy on the inside too. They just don't manifest it the same way as I do. Or maybe you. So here it is. Take care of you. Take care of your inside. The outside will reflect. And when you're taking care of your insides, your body's going to take care of you for a long, long time. And through this whole pandemic, everything being closed, gyms being closed, Joey Atlas and his coaching team have rolled out some amazing incentives for us to exercise. Live classes, online classes, one-on-one coaching, virtual coaching. It's been amazing. So if you haven't gone to his website and gotten on his mailing list so you get all this updated information, I encourage you right now, fitnesstraining.live. Sign up for his emails. Let them know Cindy B sent you so they know how you found them. Get on track. Let's go. Let's do this journey together. It's only forward from here. Thank you. Only forward from here, forward going. And if you can think of anybody to share this with, maybe I've kind of gone left and right, and not just totally straight, but these are the things that are coming out of my spirit as I'm talking and walking. And I really want you to know that you can have a good life. You can be healthy, and fit, no matter your age, no matter where you're at physically. Joey's got a plan for that. Really, he's got a plan. Don't allow any physical limitations to keep you from your health and fitness life. Don't allow anything. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be open. Just ask. Reach out to Joey. Fitnesstraining.live. You can find his videos on YouTube. Just look for Joey Atlas. He's amazing. His coaching team is amazing. And it works. And I'm proof that it works. And I'm not quitting. And I'm not giving up. And I don't want you to either, ever. You can reach me if you'd like to email me at email Cindy B. That's C-I-N-D-I, letter B, at gmail.com. You can find me on Facebook at Cindy B-E-E. And again, if you can think of anybody to share this with, I encourage you to share this with just at least one person. Look up Joey Atlas. Let your life change for the better. Let your life go forward for the better. Be the best you you've ever been. You will not regret it. I have not regretted one day of my life on this journey. Has it always been easy? No way. Has it been event-free? No. It's been eventful. It's been awesome. Even the challenges, they cause challenges. Do you understand challenges? They create our character. They show us really what's inside. So search deep inside and find out what's going on. What's going on with you today? Listen, we can do all things, okay? All things through Christ. Even if you don't believe, he's always there. And he's my strength and my rock and what keeps me going. And I'm so grateful that you're listening today, that you're on this awesome walk with me today. No matter where you're at, no matter what your weather is, what your season is, you're with me here on this beautiful afternoon. And because of you, and you're with me, keeps me motivated and encouraged to continue to do podcasts. Because I want to encourage, my desire is to encourage others to be the best version of themselves. So with that, I will say, like Joey says, in health, wellness, and longevity, until next time, this is Cindy B.